There are a lot of big stories in the news this week, people, so let's get some bets down with our own Inside the Beltway odds maker, Johnny Castry. Johnny, where's the action, man?
All right, I got a rack action, baby.
Uh-huh.
Are we in? Are we out? Are we in? Are we out? That's all anyone can talk about in Washington right now. There hasn't been this much discussion about early withdrawal since the last papal conference on birth control.
Oh, man. Did you watch Bush's speech yesterday?
Oh, yeah, I T-boned it. I wouldn't want to miss a second of that brilliant oratory. Stay the course, my ass. The last time I saw someone blow that much smoke was Woody Harrelson's birthday party. According to our commander in chief, the Iraq security forces are gaining control of the country. Great. Perfect timing. They should have everything under control just in time for us to bomb Iraq off the face of the earth. That's Bush's new plan. Get the troops out and replace them with bombs. Of course, he's so stupid, his original plan was to bomb Iraq, then get the troops out.
So, Johnny, do you believe that the Iraqi forces are better trained and closer to defending themselves the way the president described it yesterday?
Sure, I believe that. And I believe that Paris Hilton will discover a cure for cancer. And I'll get to do Angelina Jolie for Christmas because I asked Santa Claus real nice.
All right, so give us a line on whether Bush's plan is going to be effective or not.
Considering the fact that Bush has never been effective at anything in his entire life, I'd say the odds are 1,000 to 1.
All right, that sounds good to me. I'll take that for a grand, Johnny.
Hey, Johnny, what do you think about the transcript that shows Bush wanted to bomb Al Jazeera in 2004 and Tony Blair talked him out of it? What are the chances, what are the odds that Bush was just joking like he said he was?
Well, taking action on whether George Bush was planning to do something stupid is like taking action on whether the sun will come out tomorrow, as was so beautifully put in a smash Broadway hit, Annie.
Wow, Johnny, I never knew you were a fan of the Broadway musical.
Don't judge me. What are you saying?
Nothing, man.
Wise ass?
Well, yeah, maybe a little.
As far as Bush goes, I guarantee he was going to bomb Al Jazeera, and I'll give you 500 to 1 on it. Uh-oh. I can understand it. I watched 5 minutes of Breaking Bonaducci. I wanted to bomb VH1. Oh, before I forget, I had dinner the other night with Bob Woodward.
Wait a minute.
Oh, you're friends with Bob Woodward?
We go all the way back to the break-in, wow. Baby. Long story. He's writing the foreword to my book, You Bet My Life, the Johnny K Street story. You won't believe this. He told me he knew a year ago that Mark was going to leave Morning Sedition, but he was afraid to mention it. Do you believe that?
I don't know, man.
That reminds me, if I may digress for 1 minute.
Yeah.
Remember, folks, Christmas is coming up, and my book, You Bet My Life, the Johnny K Street story, makes a great stocking stuffer. Put it in your Christmas list. It's a page-turner.
All right. So, Johnny, speaking of Christmas, what do you got planned for Christmas?
I'm going to do what I usually do. Me and my cousin Jimmy Knob Street are going to take our annual Christmas pilgrimage to the Holy Land.
Vegas!
No, Vatican City.
You're going to Vatican City?
Yes, I am. Vatican City is my kind of town, baby.
Well, are you going to try to get an audience with the Pope, Johnny?
I better have an audience with the Pope. He's into me for 40 large on football. The way his vig is piling up, he should be kissing my ring, for starters.
Hey, wait, isn't it a sin to gamble, man?
You show me in the Bible where it says, thou shalt not bet the point spread, all right? If the Pope wants to lay off some action, who am I to say he can't? Let he'll cast the first stone, live in a glass house, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, he called me up last week and wanted to lay off another 10 large on the Giants. I said, your holiness, you better get yourself a bigger collection basket or start praying for a miracle. Even Christ couldn't carry your vig up Calvary. The Pope's all right, though. We'll get together, put a few away. When he gets loaded, he calls heaven and hell the over and under. How can you hate a guy like that? At least he's not playing sleepover with a 10-year-old. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
I'm out of here. I got a meeting with CAA. I got things to do.
All right, Johnny. Good to see you, man. Take care. Be careful.